In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. The epistle is taken from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brethren, you know that when you were Gentiles, you went to dumb idols according as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no one speaking in the spirits of God says anathema to Jesus, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of workings, but the same God who works all things in all. Now the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone for profit. To one through the Spirit is given the utterance of wisdom, to another the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit, to another faith in the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing in the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the distinguishing of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But all these things are the work of one and the same Spirit who allots to everyone according as he wills. The gospel is taken from that of St. Luke. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves as being just and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and began to pray thus within himself, O God, I thank thee that I am not like the rest of men, robbers, dishonest, adulterers, or even like this publican. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes of all I possess. But the publican, standing afar off, would not so much lift his eyes to heaven, but kept striking his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, the sinner. I tell you that this man went back to his home justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, and he who humbles himself shall be exalted. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. On July 13, 1917, Our Lady appeared to the children at Fatima. This was her third apparition. And Sister Lucia writes, Our Lady showed us a great sea of fire which seemed to be under the earth. Plunged in this fire were demons and souls in human form like transparent burning embers, all blackened or burnished bronze, floating in the conflagration, now raising up in the air by the flames that issued from within themselves together with the great clouds of smoke, and now falling back on every side like sparks in a huge fire without weight or equilibrium among shrieks and groans of pains and despair, which horrified us and made us tremble with fear. The demons could be distinguished by their terrifying and repulsive likeness to frightful and unknown animals, all black and transparent. This vision lasted but an instant. How can we ever be grateful enough to our kind Heavenly Mother who had already prepared us by promising in the first apparition to take us to heaven? Otherwise, I think we would have died of fear and terror. Now, Our Lady continued. Our Lady talked to them. She said, You have seen hell where poor sinners go. To save them, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. If what I say to you is done, many souls will be saved and there will be peace. The war is going to end. This is World War I she's talking about. Is going to end. But if people do not cease offending God, a worse one will break out during the pontificate of Pius the 11th. When you see the night illuminated by an unknown light, you know this is a great sign given to you by God that he was about to punish the world for its crimes by means of war, famine, and persecutions of the Church and of the Holy Father. To prevent this, I shall come and ask for the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart and the communion of reparations on first Saturdays. If my requests are heeded, Russia will be converted and there will be peace. If not, she will spread her errors throughout the world, causing wars and persecutions of the Church. The good will be martyred, the Holy Father will have much to suffer, various nations will be annihilated. In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. The Holy Father will consecrate Russia to me, and she will be converted, and a period of peace will be granted to the world. This is a private revelation given approbation by the Church. We're not required to believe it. However, it is worthy of belief. Fatima is one of the greatest apparitions of Our Lady, and in this, the third apparition, she speaks about the fact that God wishes to establish devotion in the world to my Immaculate Heart. And then she goes on and she talks about how then the difficulties in the world, the war, and the sins against God, she's going to ask for the first Saturday devotion, which we do here. We do the first Saturday devotion. And then also, she's going to ask that the Pope consecrate Russia with all the bishops to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Now, oftentimes when people talk about Fatima and what Our Lady said, people become, sometimes there's a temptation to become spend too much time on the question of the consecration of Russia. The Pope, Pope John Paul II, did a consecration in 1984. He did not do it exactly as Our Lady said. Some people say that that consecration counted. Some people say it didn't count. The danger is when we look at that and become, you know, really spend too much time worrying about that. That's something for Our Lady to worry about. If we do our prayers, if we have our devotion, let her worry about that. Whether it occurred or not, it sometimes becomes a red herring where people spend so much time and effort on it, worrying about it, we forget to do what she actually asked each one of us. That's outside of our real ability. What we're supposed to do is to have devotion to her heart. She says God wants to establish devotion to her Immaculate Heart. One of the ways is by the first Saturday. But that doesn't mean that's the only way. This is why I always consecrate. Every year, I consecrate the parish to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. As a way of devotion to her, but also for the deeper reasons. What is her Immaculate Heart? It is the heart without the stain of original sin. Pope Pius IX, when defining the Immaculate Conception, says, Our Lady was conceived without any stain of original sin. That means she's not only free from sin, but anything else, the stains associated with it, that is the imperfections that are associated with it. Immaculate, meaning without stain. My heart, though, does have a stain. I have the stain of original sin, and then I also have the concupiscences that arise from my own personal sins and my own imperfections. I have fallen short from what God has desired for me. As St. Paul says, we have all fallen short. Me, you, everyone, except of course Our Lady. And so in our lives, when we fall short, and I'm not even talking about, mortal sins, I'm talking about the little venial sins, the little imperfections, those are blocks to graces. Why is grace not raining down in the world today? Is it because God doesn't want to give it? Is it because Our Lady doesn't want to give it? No. I am the block through my sin and imperfections. In this parish, I only have, really purview over this parish. I am a sinner. I've fallen short. Maybe I'm distracted at Mass. It's an imperfection. Might not be guilty of it, but that has a real spiritual ramification. You know, in the epistle, it talks about the various gifts. St. Thomas Aquinas says, if we do an action, even if it's good and without sin, and yet we do not use all the gifts that were given to us, then there will not be the same amount of grace given. God will give grace, but not all the grace that He wanted to, because maybe something isn't done in enough charity or with enough faith, depending on each one of our gifts. This is why grace isn't pouring down into the world. And so, Our Lady's heart, though, is the one without stain. Entrusting this parish to her, helps overcome those imperfections. She is not a block to the grace. By giving it all to her, she can pour that grace down in spite of my imperfections. How many times do we say something or fail to say something? We just think, oh, I should have said something, or that didn't come out right. Those are imperfections. That happens to me also. And those become blocks to grace. Our Lady, by entrusting it all to her, my hope and prayer is that I do not become the block to grace for you. And I do this publicly, why? So that you would do the same thing. The grace is not coming into your life sometimes, or not completely, maybe that's a better way of saying it. Why? Because of your imperfections, because of your little sins. I'm assuming that even the person not enslaved to mortal sins, just little things, those are blocks to graces in your life, in your family, the things that you have control over. And so I do this publicly as a proclamation that every success here is because of her, not me. But also so that each one of you would consecrate your lives and your families and everything you do to Our Lady and her Immaculate Heart. It is immaculate, without any stain of sin. And so everything she does is perfectly pleasing to God. It is full of grace, and it is holy. So, turn to her and her Immaculate Heart. Ask her for the graces that God wants to give, that she wants to give. Entrust your own lives and your families to her and her Immaculate Heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.